Bob, want to come up?
Sure.
Sendero GPS.
There it is. Okay, I knew it was close by. Let me get into it. Sendero GPS,
facing east near 59 Massachusetts A, Mass A, Ma 2A in Cambridge.
It just said you're near 59.
Yeah, well, I tested it out before because I wasn't sure whether it was going to work in here. I was Sendero GPS, for those who don't know, I actually won this, which I've never won anything in my life on that Apple Vis. I had a contest. I didn't know I had won, and it was in my junk email of all places. And I very rarely check it, and I did, and I said, oh my God, I won this app, which costs $5, by the way. So it's a really, it's not a GPS system like a typical GPS, but what it will do is it will basically use GPS to tell you where you are, tell you what the nearest street is, what the nearest intersection is, and if it's relevant, the nearest 5 points of interest. At my house, I live out in Wellesley, and it told me my street, and it told me 5 nearest places, and it was very accurate as to the 5 nearest places. It was restaurants and some stores and things like that. The nice thing about it is that since it's made by Sendero, it's very easy to use, very accessible. And you can use certain gestures to make it work. So you click on Sendero, you do a figure eight motion to sort of reset it. and then you can shake it. I'm not sure what the correct shaking motion is, but if you shake it, let me see. No.
Facing east near 59 Massachusetts A, Mass A, Ma 2A in Cambridge, near Amherst Street.
So it said it was near
Amherst.
50, and I don't understand why, because Mass Ave, it says I am facing east because I'm pointed away from the door. So it looks like I am pointed east, although it did say Massachusetts Avenue, and I think it's a little confused in that regard. Although it did say it was near Amherst Street. I don't know where Amherst Street, if anybody knows
you're,
this
you're,
here.
You're very close to Amherst
about,
Street.
Block away.
Okay. Across Mass Ave from where we are.
This is tough. We're inside of a building. When I was in downtown Boston, it had a little bit of difficulty because of the tall buildings and things. But I was going to Fidelity Investments on Boylston Street, and I'd gone for a walk, and I was a little disoriented as to where I was. And then I used this, and I had a good idea of the direction of Boylston Street. And it said, you know, you're facing south towards Boylston Street, and the intersection was Fairfield Street. And I happened to know it was right on the corner of Fairfield and Boston. And so it identified exactly where I was, and I knew exactly where I was because of it. So it worked. I thought it worked perfectly in that regard. So you can shake it to get that first, where am I? Then there are 3 buttons on here. The lower half of it is, one is the where am I, the next.
Nearest cross street button.
The nearest cross street.
Nearest cross street. Facing east near 59 Massachusetts A, nearest cross street, Massachusetts A, Mass A, Ma 2A, near Amherst Street.
And so it gave you that. And then the nearest 5 points of interest, I don't think is going to work in here, but I will try that.
Nearest 5 points of interest, button. Nearest 5 points of interest. Limited position data. Change location and try again.
I cannot get it in here, but in so that's been a little bit erratic. It seems to be in open spaces, it seems to work better. There is a map feature, which I don't really use.
Shake on button.
There's a shake on feature, which is convenient if you just want to shake it. You don't want to have to hunt around for any button here.
Settings, button. POI category, button.
And then there is the settings and
shake
points, POI is the points of interest.
Right, that's the category. Categories. Can you specify which things you want shown?
Yes, I think if you go into settings,
POI category button.
You can
settings,
in settings you can say restaurants, gas stations, banks, things like that. You can limit the search to that.
Compass.
And there is a compass.
Facing east.
It just tells you a very simple compass, although there is a compass built into the iPhone itself. So
if you use the compass, Bob, and it says you're facing east, I'm assuming that that means it depends on the orientation of your phone, right? Because other than that,
it's the top of the phone.
I will face a different direction, maybe.
No, button. Compass. Button. Facing south.
So I just turned 90 degrees, and it said facing south. So at least you don't have to switch back into the iPhone compass. What I like about it is it doesn't do a lot, but what it's supposed to do, it does pretty well. I believe retail, it's $5.
What's it called again?
It's called Sendero GPS Look Around.
Sendero Group, they put out version 1. You probably have the next version. And what they said is they're trying to create something that sighted people will use as well, but because they think that's where they're going to make more money, because obviously we're such a small market. They got a lot of mixed feedback. They've added some things. I think one of the issues is, you know, they're now competing with a lot of other applications. And it's going to be interesting to see, because there are a lot of different GPS applications. It's going to be very interesting to see whether they continue development, whether they think it's going to be within, you know, it's going to be worth it for them to do this. So what they've said so far is that they want people to try it and to give them feedback as to other things that they want. And then they'll decide how, you know, how much they're going to develop it. You know, because they're an AT company, they're used to dealing with just the blind market. And now this is a whole new arena for them. And they can't charge what you can charge in the very specific blindness market. Yeah. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. And they're competing with apps, which, I mean, I bought Navigon. I bought it for $39, $39.95 or something when it was really on sale. And it's interesting. I mean, that's the least I've ever paid for a GPS application. When I used to have my Braille Note, I paid a lot more than that for GPS.
Are you going to demonstrate that?
Yeah, does that work?
What, Navigon?
Yeah.
I'm not going to try it in here. I don't think it would work.
No, but I mean, can you tell us?
I'm not a good enough Navigon user. Somebody else might be able to do that. I haven't used it enough in enough situations, but I will in the future if we don't get one today.
I think there's an ACB radio. I just happened to come across it where a guy was actually doing a pretty
screened in
live.
I have listened to that, but
yeah.
I was wondering if you could use it. He was riding in the car.
Yeah, he was riding in the car.
I was just kind of curious as to whether you can use it as a pedestrian.
You
no,
can.
This
one was walking.
Okay.
Oh. But Mike Arrigo did a walking
yeah.
one, but
yeah.
there was still, he compared Navigon, TomTom, and Captain GPS, but it was a very limited comparison. It was, I mean, it's good. It's worth listening to, but it still didn't answer all my questions. Yeah. I'd still like to know, how easy is it to use while you're walking along? You know, how much do you have to be playing with the phone while you're walking?
I can't speak for Navigon, but I know at TomTom, you really don't have to do anything with the phone. You plug in your address, you know, where you're starting and where you're going, and you put it in walk mode or drive mode, and it just tells you where to go.
It doesn't tell you your nearest cross streets, though. It doesn't tell you your cross streets.
No, I don't think Navigon does so either.
No, it doesn't. That's what I'm saying. Navigon does not.
I tried it when it first came out, and one thing I noticed that when it pulls up the points of interest,
yeah.
it's telling me how far away they were, but it didn't give me actual real street addresses, like the real numbers.
Oh, it actually told you the distance away. It gave you, I'm pretty sure, it gave you the phone number.
It gave you, but it didn't say, like, 901, you know.
You know what? I think you're right. I think
I think
it did. It still did not have the address.
No.
Yeah, there's another program called Around Me, and that gives you the actual address, which is, I actually found that to be more useful, because if you're on a street and you ask someone, you know, with the, so they always say it's 1,000 yards from here. Yeah, and it's like, where is the McDonald's? It's 1,000 yards from here.
Yeah.
Like, okay. But then if you say, oh, where is, you know, 500 Main Street? Oh, yeah, right here. I found that actually to be more useful. That's called Around Me, that program.
What's it called?
Around Me.
Around Me. And how much does that cost?
It's like $3-4 same ballpark.
And it's accessible?
Yeah.
Just as you're walking along with this, it will tell you more or less what street number you're at?
It does tell you the street number. I live at, like, 17 Putney Road, and it says, like, 59. Well, like, GPS is just accurate within, when I was outside here, it says 77 Mass Avenue.
But that's a big building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to ask it. You can't just walk along and have it tell you
right.
where you are.
You have to hit the where
right.
am I and shake it.
You should stop and shake it or stop
say,
and hit the button.
Say, where am I now?
That kind of inaccuracy also about works. It's true with regular sender.
Yeah. That, yes, it's true with our car GPS. You know, I don't think it's a flaw with this.
I haven't found anything on the iPhone that gives you like periodic updates automatically.
No.
This book, $500, $510.
I mean, this isn't perfect, but it certainly can help you in a pinch, give you a decent idea of where you are.
It's a heck of a lot more information than we used to get.
Yeah, absolutely. And streets, when you're walking around the back bay or something like that, it really, all of a sudden, boom, you have it. And
that's the one thing the iPhone has done is bring a lot of these things somewhat accessible. Not everything is accessible. VoiceOver is not a panacea, but it's brought a lot of stuff, and it's worth a flyer on. You know what I mean? So if you waste $5, well, you're $5, but it's not like you're on $800. You know?
Yeah.
As you're approaching the intersection, does it tell you what type of intersection it is?
No. But there's no GPS that's going to do that.
The Trucker Breeze does. But you're looking at $800.
No, I'm just saying.
This is $5.
That's what I mean. This kind of GPS.
This is just to kind of orient yourself a little bit, and you can't rely.
I think that one. I think there's one that's either 99 cents or it's free called "Where the Hell Am I?"
I have that one too.
Yeah. So there's that one too. That will tell you where you are.
Dora, do you have that?
Yeah.
How does it compare to Sendero?
There's another one called I Map You. I mean, there are a bunch of them. I like the Sendero one.
And it is
accurate. And I like the... It's the only one
that
will tell you what direction
you're facing. Yes, and I like that. You can only get information about place where you are physically standing. You can't ask about something in Cambridge if you're not in Cambridge.
That's right. It's where you are. It's where am I.
It's not
where your phone is.
Yeah. Thank you.